Don't eat that. That's a rock.
You know, but... excuse me? Excuse me? Oh my god! I thought it was you! Hi! Oh my god, what are you doing here? Oh, well, I should have guessed. We get a lot of tourists around this time of year. I just moved here, coming up on, 3 years? Yeah, I just wanted to get away, you know, and I drove through here a few times, visiting relatives, and I finally stopped one day to check it out, and it just kind of, hit me, you know. Ah, hell's bells. This is what I've been looking for. Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's pretty perfect. And I found a job really easily, which was a surprise. I know, right? What are the odds that the last guy in my position had recently been pulled out of the river? I mean, I'm kidding. Yeah, just kidding. He did go missing though. He just went missing, and he was never found. And his wife was probably involved. He had a lot of affairs. And sometimes I do think my desk is haunted, but you know, can't complain. Really enjoy my work. Really like my colleagues. His disappearance has been great for me. This sounds bad? You know, you're not saying anything I haven't thought myself, but it pays well, and I have a lot of free time. Speaking of, are you doing anything right now? I mean, besides the trails? Just to say, okay, well, would you want to join me? Yeah, there's still some distance on our walk, this is Genevieve. She's eating poop. Stop. Yeah, you can pet her. You can pet her all you want. She probably smells like a sun-dried asshole because she's a nightmare at the groomers, but go for it. Yeah, well, we usually go around the mountain base, but I was planning to head a little further today. Up the mountain. No. No. I could totally. I go up all the time, but it's really steep, you know, and not even in a fun, hearty, let's get our blood pumping kind of way, and just in the my lungs and legs and sides hurt, and I didn't bring enough water for this kind of way. Yeah, it may appear. Trust me, okay, it is that steep. It's just, it's like, it's kind of like an optical illusion, like the, like Hogwarts at Universal Studios, right? Looks can be deceiving. I've done this, okay? I know. And also, you know, not to be all, my dog is deformed, but look at her. Look at how she breathes. She's sitting down. That's just her. That's just how she lives. That's her normal state of like, that's, you know, I can't make this dog walk up a mountain. I can't make this dog walk up 2 flights of stairs because she'll be dead by the top of it. So, yeah. Well, we got her on a discount. It was a discount day. Just for her. Just for Genevieve. The breeder described her as perfect to a fault. And I mean, if you've seen a regular pug, you'll know. This girl's a charity case. So yeah, definitely not up the mountain. I do have a little spot that I go to every so often though. And today is a perfect day for it. So if you want to join, it is a little off trail, but trust me, it's worth it. I promise to get you back before whenever you need to be back. I don't know what your schedule is. Okay. Awesome. So come on, Jin. Tell me about yourself. How have you been? Oh my god. Wait, well then what? She did not. That's so gnarly. Oh my god. I can't believe that. Oh, we need to make a turn by this boulder. Yeah, just, up this slope. Watch your step. The footing gets a little trippy. You got it? Are you sure? I'm telling you, man, you might wanna, here, take my hand. Come on, give me your paw. I promise I'm not making it up. You'll bust your ass if you're not careful. And I won't think any less of you for it, just because I'm adept and sure-footed as a very handsome mountain goat. There we go. You see? With teamwork, anything is possible. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine. Oh my god. No, that was beautiful. I am A-okay down here. I am almost sorry I didn't pull you down with me. Thanks. You're a proper pal. Okay. We should keep going. Don't want to lose our traction. Oh, no. No, she's fine. Okay. Yeah. Just watch her. Just watch. Because she will put on a show. She's doing it right now. See that little keister wiggle she's doing? Yeah. All right. Just backing up a bit. I know you're trying to impress. And then... Oh, one leap and she's over. I really don't understand. She's wheezes herself awake. Like, eats rocks. Like, on a bi-weekly basis. Our vet bill? I have to have insurance for this little bitch. And then she... Up and up. She's like a savant. I don't understand. Love her. But what the fuck? Okay. Anyway. We're practically there. Just gotta go through this... thicket. And watch it, by the way, because it's gonna grab you your pants a little bit. And then just past these vines, just like Entangled, brush them aside. Ta-da! What do you think? Isn't it beautiful? Oh, I told you. And we have it all to ourselves. No one ever comes up here. Can you help me get the blanket out of my pack? Thanks. Okie dokie. Oh, she's fine. She never goes too far. And she always comes back
when I call her. Doesn't look it.
But that little bitch can hold her own.
I brought snacks if you want, by the way.
Oh, of course, I am always supplied. I'm like a mom. I'm not a mom. I'm not tied down. But I have granola bars. I have fancy chips. Fancy because they're health, because they're good for you. No, look, they've got seeds in them. And I have juice boxes, and I have water. Which ones would you like? I just want to make it clear to you that the juice boxes have Elmo on them. Elmo berry punch. The water is very classy. It's from my fridge, not the tap. No, I don't do the tap. You know that you not that much has changed. I would say like anyway, it's cold, it's delicious, it's really which one do you want? Excellent. You've seen that Eliza Lamb documentary, right? Very good. Okay. So you seem to be doing well. That's honestly so great. Back in school, I remember thinking that you would do well. But the actual check-in is, it's very nice. Yeah, I did. I'm not saying this to stroke your ego. I mean, I knew you would have issues with some stuff, because, I mean, don't we all? And I know some of the things that you were dealing with back then, but, you know, even with all that, you're pulling through, and that's really great to know. I'm proud of you. Well, I think about you, a good amount, you know? I do. Well, we always connected really well, and we were two of the closest in our friend group, even though we lost touch. I think most of that group is a little bit scattered now. But it's been really easy to pick things back up again, just in the amount of time we've had together today, and that was very impromptu. So, yeah, I think we have a good rapport. Things are very natural. I'm just saying, because I mean, it's natural for me. I don't know. Maybe you're fighting off a heart attack as we speak. I've gotten so much cuter since school, so I know that that's probably And but I can't even tell you're doing a great job hiding it, so you don't need to worry about. Well, maybe worry about it a little bit because I don't know CPR. I feel like I'm making this seem increasingly less naturalistic as I go on. So you know what I'm gonna do is just I'm gonna blame it on the punch because it is old. I stole it from my mom's house last time I was there. She had a whole thing of them. And I didn't check the expiration date. Don't look at it because I don't. I don't want to necessarily know about my my faults. I don't need them rubbed in my face. So was that some sort of Muppet, right? That's somebody made that noise. Anyway. God, I sure love fridge water. Oh my God. I didn't notice how fucked up my clothes got from that fall. Do you mind if I take this off? I don't want to get the blanket dirty. My dad got it from Peru, and I, you know, handmade. it's only weird if you think that it's weird. I don't think that it's weird. Okay, cool. Okay. Oh my God, the weather is really, it's like perfect. This feels really nice, honestly. Don't kill me if I point out how flustered you look. No, it's okay. I'll take it as a compliment. It's fine. We both decided it wasn't weird. So just scooch over, okay? Because I'm gonna lie down. I haven't been able to sunbathe in a while. Do you want to join me? You don't have to take your clothes off, but it's not. I mean, you could if you wanted to. Okay, just your shirt, because now I am getting a little bit. It's fine. You don't have to, but it would be really chill of you to also take off your shirt, maybe. Oh no, make a lady feel more comfortable. And then it'll be like we're both just in our bathing suits lounging, getting some rays. Oh, thank you. You're very chivalrous. Isn't the sky perfect?
I come out here probably like twice a month for a couple hours. Usually to draw or read or something. It's one of the few places I try to not use my phone. Sometimes if you close your eyes and you listen, you can hear what sounds like little bells over the water. Yeah. I like to think that it is fairies or the little people. I'm not sure what to call them. But you know, just little folks going about their business, whatever that is. And yeah, I do still leave little trinkets for them. Oh, I don't know. Well, once I left some beads. Last time it was a couple dried flowers from this old bouquet. This time, I don't know, maybe somebody will appreciate my fancy chips. Hopefully, at a certain point, they will see my generous nature and offer something in return. I have a few things that I want. Actually, well, yeah, maybe they all already have, and I don't know.
But also, like, a winning lottery ticket, that would be really sick. Like, that would be dope. Just if anyone's out there listening, I can give you the whole bag if you like these chips.
I just got it from a friend who, she works at a floral shop arrangement place, and they had a leftover or cancellation or something, so I got it.
Why?
Just curiosity.
That's... I'll have you know, I have plenty of suitors. Yes, I do. I may not take them up on their offers, but they flock. It's like the birds, and I'm Tippi-Hedren, and the romantic hopefuls are the rabid pigeons mercilessly pecking at my head, and I scream, stop, no, don't, but they tell me I'm beautiful anyway. I don't understand it. It must be my slamming body and amazing personality. I'm positively sparkling. Can't you see it?
You don't have to do that.
Because I'm in my underwear.
I'm not asking you to pretend otherwise.
You know, you almost saw way more than this.
No, not... do you remember when we all went down to Leroy's grandfather's lake house?
Yeah. So, well, half of you had gone to town to get some extra provisions or something, and the rest of us decided to go skinny dipping. Yeah, so you missed seeing some good shit by like 15 minutes? We got cold! It was cold! We remembered that no one swam after that. Plus, Lauren had watched some documentary about water-dwelling parasites a couple days before and freaked us out. I remember that. Nothing like the thought of being made a worm's playground to kill the vibe. Well, don't worry, because you were there in a sense. I kept you in my thoughts. Of course I did. You were the main reason I stayed in after everyone else had left, so, you know, just waiting for you to get back. Y'all took too long, but you were definitely missed. Well, gee. I don't know. That's tough. Why do you think? Could it be our sense of humor matched up so well? Or, we had really good chemistry. We have a good history that may have spurned me on. Trust is a big one. Or it could be how cute you've always been. That sounds like it might be right. Yes. Cute. What? Like you disagree? Well, that's stupid. I don't know who's told you that, but it's pitifully inaccurate. I like feel sorry for them because clearly they've got, I hope they have good eye insurance because idiots, honestly, like. Well, I was less forward back then, definitely, for sure. Just straight up didn't know how to express my attraction. I tried. I made moves that you couldn't make out under a microscope. Oh, a whole bunch of times. It'd bore you if I listed them. Am I coming on too strong? I'm Scout's Honor. I'm not trying to be overbearing. I don't want to freak you out. I've learned to be a little bit more upfront, and considering I let us get all the way until now without saying anything and regretting the hell out of it, honestly, I wanted to finally play my hand, give it the old college try. and give you a chance to say yes or no. Because you're owed that. Sorry I took you to a secluded location to spring this on you.
Well, Yes. You're not just saying that because I fed you, right? I kiss you so many times. Oh my god. You can be a little rough if you want. Yeah. I mean, I like this too, but I'm just saying if you wanted, I'm not holding you back. I don't really know how you want to do this, but you have free reign. Do you know how many times I dreamed about you with your lips on my neck? Don't kiss me there if you don't want me to. What is this, hickeys? Are we kids? No, I was kidding. Don't stop. Getting real handsy, huh? No, please, I encourage it. Yeah, God knows I've fantasized so much about this. Has this been on your mind at all? You don't have to have wanted me as long, but did you ever think about it? That's reassuring. Oh my god, you have no idea how over the moon I would have been in the past. Currently doing laps around it. Actually, no, I'll just show you. Shirt's already off. You're sensitive. Hopefully you're not too ticklish, because I'm going to make my way all the way down.
And these need to come off too. Oh, fuck. No, no, no. It's a good fuck. Very good fuck. Is it weird to say I was missing out back then? I am serious. It's perfect. I touch it so bad. I can't believe this is happening right now. Always pictured stroking you really slow. Going all the way down like this. And then twisting it back up. Rubbing the tip. You really like it, huh? Oh, it's a great reaction. What about? That's This is so delicious. I admit your bones, but I like this in my mouth. This is fantastic. Oh, you're a good boy. You have no idea how many times I fantasized about this. Even about just calling you that. Now I want to see how much of you I can actually take down my throat. Oh.
You want me to play with your balls? Good, because I wanted to.
Really bad. Control the speed. How about this? Stay down. Why don't I take these off? I know they make my ass look great, but it's even better without them. I do say so myself. And now you have access. Do you like it? Beautiful. Use your mouth. You really were kidding when you said you wanted this. Feel how badly you. Forget about you. Oh, you're a fucking gorgeous body. Okay. Mm.
Keep working your mouth. Okay, don't stop. Just because I'm... Are you close? Yeah. I can tell. If you want me to come first, you have to get me there. Come on, you're doing so good. You're so fucking sexy. Now, you take care of me the rest of the way, and then I'll show you what my pussy's really good for. How does that sound? Yeah, you make me come, and I squeeze the life out of your cock the way you fucking deserve. I can feel you twitch in my mouth. It's so fucking hot. Don't hold back. Be as loud as you want. No one can hear you. That's so good. Oh my God, you're so sexy. Oh, you're so beautiful. That's right. Just lose yourself, okay? Just feel me milking every drop out of you. Oh, good boy, baby. Oh. Oh, God, you have no idea how bad I wanted to do this. No. And it was so much better. Okay. What? Into it right away. I need to rest a little bit. God damn. Talk about eager. Oh, no, 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 no. It's not a complaint. Oh, that was pretty stellar, actually. Let me get off. Sometimes I beat myself up for not going for it when we were younger, but this honestly makes me glad I didn't. I think the weight really seasoned it. It as well, so how about I give it to you? Like, really fucking give it to you. Okay. So here's what we're actually gonna do is we're gonna finish this up
later, and we're just gonna, we're gonna pack on up, and we're, yeah, no, it, here's the thing, is it, it, it's honestly fine. This is not the first time this has happened, you can believe that, but we're okay, as long as the mom is not too close by, we can take our time a little bit. Okay. Okay. Actually, okay. So you know what? Never mind. We are just going to go. We're going to, okay. And close, go on. Genevieve, come here. Okay. I'm just, get your shirt and then I'll put on my fucking pants. Okay. And your fucking pants don't want to. Okay. And so, how about we turn this into something really fun? Like, racing down the mountain. Yeah. First, person down wins. If you win, you get a souvenir. I'll give you a really, really good souvenir. And if I win, then I've gotten myself and my fat fuck dog out of another wildlife debacle. Okay. Let's just leave the blank there. I think we're going to be able to fold it back up in time. And, this will be really fun. This is good for both of us. Win-win, unless you get eaten first. But I don't think you will, because you've always been faster than me. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go!